Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. You are listening to Vampire Radio. I am your hostess with the mostest, Shelly from Kelly. Now, this is the first episode. I do not know how this is going to go. On my end, that song, it sounded a little blotchy here and there. Hopefully, that was just on my end. And if you hear that annoying sound in the background, that's my AC, and you're just going to have to deal with it because I literally took it off for like a minute and it got really hot. It is hot here in SoCal. I don't know where you're at listening, tuning in, but thank you so much for joining me. Why am I here? Who am I? We're going to get into that. And we're also going to get into today's theme. Today's theme of the show is music deep cuts. I have some music to share with you guys today that are from artists you probably know, but maybe you don't know the song, or maybe you don't even know the artist at all. If you know me, I'm all about the music, and I'm here all day long. Sharing is caring. I just want to share music that I think is cool, maybe means something to me, or affects me in one way, shape, or form. Okay, so let's get into... Woo! We have our first listener. Shout out. I'll be in the chat room. So if you see the chat room there, you can go ahead and write whatever you'd like. And during the breaks, I will definitely see what you write there. So anyways, I've been podcasting. First of all, my name is Shelly Martinez. I am a professional model. I am a retired wrestler. I am an actress. I've done it all, baby. Podcaster extraordinaire. I started podcasting back in 2009. So I've been doing it for quite some time. But my love for broadcasting goes way, way, way back. It goes back to when I was a wee little Shelly and I would just be in my room listening to talk radio when I was my early teens. And something that I used to do is, do you guys remember back in the day, if you grew up in the 80s, you probably know this trick, but what you do is you get a cassette tape. And on top of the cassette tape, there's these little grooves on the top. Now, if you put a piece of tape or stuff a piece of some kind of paper or toilet paper in one of them, you can actually record over that cassette tape. So what I would do is I would listen to talk radio and I would interact with the people that were on the show, the host or who they were interviewing, and I would pretend that I was there with them. And when they would have their pauses in between sentences, I would react to it as if I was there. People thought it was completely weird, and that's just the thing I did. That's just who I was. So when podcasting, fast forward, came into my life, it was really something I became super passionate about because of my love for broadcasting. I've always been a fan of morning talk radio, the whole nine yards. I tried to get into radio, but being that I was a professional wrestler for 17 years, something always pulled me away from that vision I had, which was fine because I wanted to be a wrestler, so I had to live that part of my career out. And I was doing the math earlier when I was thinking about today's today's recording here on AMP, and I realized I was a professional wrestler for 17 years, and I am still a professional model. I've been doing it for 24 years. I cannot believe it. No wonder I know how to hustle and do it. These young gals that don't even know, running around, and fellas too, but I just more relate to the gals out there that do the kind of work that I do. They have no idea how hard it was back in the freaking day. Let me tell you something, brother, sister. Anyways, so, you know, I've been doing podcasts for a really long time, but they always had this back burner to my wrestling career because I was on the road. I used to be with WWE. I was also with a company, TNA. You may know them as Impact Wrestling. And I really spent a lot of time in the independent wrestling scene. I wrestled all over all over the country, really. And then I in Europe a little bit as well. Of course, in Mexico, shout out, Mexico. And you know, it was just, I was living that life. And that's when I just had to put the podcast life on the back burner. And I've always had members only kind of websites that just showcase the different stuff I do, like the modeling stuff, shooting content just for my members, sexy content, fun content, usually sexy content. And it's just one of those things that it was the precursor to my podcast life. I felt like when I had on there, my first website was ShellyMartinez.com. I had the Regal Beagle video chat where I used to video chat with people back then. And this was in 2009. No, sorry. That was like, no, the end of 2008, I believe, is when, or 2009, somewhere around there, is when that started. And then that led to podcasting. And so I have this body of work that really only my secret society, shout out if you're listening to this and you're my secret society, know about, because that's where I was putting my podcast at the time. And then I've, over the years, I've tried to translate that through to Martinez Girls Productions, which is what me and my sister do together. It's just our creative outlet, flow, whatever you want to call it, that we, when we create together. So we try to incorporate that, but it's just really hard. And just so many things in my life have been going on. You know, I did retire from professional wrestling, but I've been on the hustle as a model, especially, and as an actress, more so as a model, I say, is what pays the bills. And on top of that, my personal life, you know, got a lot going on there. I had a big old health scare last year, which led me to have an emergency surgery, which, to be honest with you, I'm still healing from, and I have to remind myself of that. So everything's just been put on the back burner. And then I was thinking, I believe it was yesterday, I was like, you know, I really want to get back into that fan interaction I used to have when I would do my podcast before. I used to do it on this thing called Blog Talk Radio. If you've been with me for a while now, you know exactly what I'm talking about with Blog Talk Radio. And I loved Blog Talk Radio because I've had, oh my gosh, I did Fun Time Radio on there. I did Shelly Live on there. I did Save Wrestling Podcast Live on there. I did Martinez Girls Radio, The Wake and Bake. No, The Wake and Bake didn't make it on there. So I did quite a few. That was really where my journey with podcasting really began, was with Blog Talk Radio. And I loved it because I had a switchboard. So if I had a pre-recorded interview or soundbite or whatever, there it was. And I was able to take phone calls. And that was my favorite part. Being a person that loves talk radio, you love to love the callers when people call in. That's where the gold is, Jerry, the gold. So I was like, dude, it's been a while since I've used Blog Talk. I wonder if it still sounds the way it did back then. And when I say that, I mean, it sounds like AM radio. It's not that nice, crisp, podcasty kind of sound, which, don't get me wrong, I like the sound of AM radio, but for my content, I wanted it to be more of an updated kind of sound. So that's when I started fooling around with different things, doing things like, you know, trying to translate my podcast on YouTube and things like that. But it just never really transpired. So today I was like, you know, I got to figure out if it still sounds like that. So it does. Blog Talk Radio, please, can you just get it together? You were doing a great job over there, Blog Talk, but come on. Give me that crisp. I need the crisp sound. So if you follow me on Twitter, Shelly from Cali, I tweeted out if anyone knew of a platform that was like Blog Talk, but the sound wasn't an issue. And so my good old buddy, Stoner Jesus, shout out to Stoner Jesus, he suggested one, and I looked it up, and I was just like doing some research. I was like, okay, that looks pretty good. And when I was doing some more research on it, I came across AMP. And if you have been watching my content for a while now, you know something that I always say, especially when they started getting more strict on different platforms for copyrighted music, is I wish as a creator there was a site or something that I would even pay a monthly fee so that I can have this licensed music in my live streams or in my podcasts or in my videos. I was fine with that. Like, I've been saying it. I even said it recently in a live stream. So what turned me on to AMP, the AMP app here owned by Amazon, which I use Amazon a lot, so I like that they're connected, is the fact that I can play music, like licensed music, and have the live chat and have you guys call in. I don't want to get too excited. Something I've learned in life, if you get a little too excited, something bad's going to happen. So I'm not trying to get too excited, too ahead of myself. So today is kind of like a test run. Let me see how it goes. Do I even like it? I tried to do a test run earlier, but I think I went too short and I wasn't even talking or anything. I just had music playing. I deleted it since. So we'll see what the F happens. But going back to my secret society, if you're in my secret society and you saw the thing I threw out there saying that I was going to be on here, thank you so much. I'm going to go in the chat room. And if you're in my secret society, I'm going to go ahead and be mysterious. Need I say more? You know what this next song's all about. It's for you, Secret Society. Thanks for your support. Welcome back. You're listening to Vampire Radio here on Amp App. I am your hostess with the mostest, Shelly from Cali, once again. And why Vampire Radio, you ask? Well, let me tell you something. I chose Vampire Radio because I'm a vampire. It's very simple. So, long story as short as I can make it. Again, I grew up in the 80s. And when I saw the movie The Lost Boys, that's when I became so drawn to vampire bitten. So, and I was always somebody that was drawn to kind of the more kookier things as a kid. You know, like on Sesame Street, I loved the Count, you know. So I was always kind of drawn to that kind of stuff. So Lost Boys, it was just like, whoa, this is crazy. Because it kind of made it serious versus cute or comical. So that was the beginning. That's when I was bitten. And I have a sister. She's 9 years younger than me. And when I was in high school, I used to pretend that I was dead. And I'd be laying on the sofa like it was my coffin. And I would try to scare her and convince her that I was dead and that I rose because I was a vampire. That was me torturing my little sister. But that's how I was, right? So fast forward, I get into wrestling. My goal is to get into the WWF. I ended up achieving that goal, but it's when they turned to WWE. Hold on, just a sip of water. The cough. Excuse me. So I finally went to WWE, and it's so crazy because when I first got signed, and I live in California, I'm born and raised in SoCal, and when I moved to Louisville, Kentucky to OVW, which was their training facility, one of them at the time, they told me that I was going to be there and that I was going to debut soon on television with WWE with Gangrel, who's a very famous vampire wrestler. This guy, Kevin Seven, who was under contract and had been at OVW. This other wrestler, if you remember, Jimmy Wang Yang, he had been in WWE for quite some time, usually on SmackDown, I believe. And we were going to be this group. So I headed on down to Louisville, Kentucky. And then I was only there for maybe 2 days. And the second day that I was there was the day where we were going to be filming our characters specifically for the quote-unquote office to see if they had anything for us. So I was told to bring like my vampire type of gear. So when I got there, it was, and now mind you, the timing of this was in July. So it was shortly after the 4th of July. I can't remember the exact dates. And what WWE did, I don't know if they still do this, but in my day, they would do these things called the WrestleMania sweeps. So after WrestleMania, they would end up releasing a lot of people because they're trying to do budget cuts. It's what it is. So if they aren't using somebody, or maybe they don't want to use somebody, that's their opportunity to get rid of them. Everyone knows it happens. Everyone gets kind of nervous after WrestleMania because of that. Again, at least in my day. I don't know if it's changed. I've been there for a long time. So when I went to film this thing so I can be this vampire I was really excited about, I was told that everybody in that group that I was supposed to be with, including Gangrel, got released. And I was like, OM to the G, this sucks. So I spent about a year in OVW doing mainly I ended up connecting with Aaron Stevens, who ended up being Damien Sandow, and Beth Phoenix, and we were this really cute group, and that kind of transpired for us being on the road with WWE, and they were giving us a chance to see if our act would be good for Raw or SmackDown. And they ended up deciding that the three of us would have independent careers, not as a group. They really loved us together, though. Let me tell you something. We got those crowds, brother, sister, we got them good. We'll talk about that in another day. But I didn't know what was going to happen with me. And it's so crazy because that's when talks of revamping the old ECW, which was the alternative of WWF back in the day, more hardcore, more gritty, just completely different. They were going to revamp it. So that's entered me. And it's so crazy because I was a tarot card reader at first. And then at somebody look it up for me. Sometime in July, I get bit by Kevin Thorne, who was Kevin Seven, the guy that got released that was supposed to be in the group with me. And it was in July. So it's such a trip to me that I felt I was totally robbed to play this vampire character because it was something that was just effortless for me, a dream come true. Been bit since Lost Boys. And I felt it got taken away from me, but then it came back. And not just did it come back, but it came back with one of the people I was supposed to be with anyways. And on top of that, the same month that I felt I got robbed from it. So it's so crazy how life works like that. It's insane. So that began my franchise as a vampire. So I really ran with it because it was easy for me. I'm legit into it. I love that kind of stuff. There's different variations of vampires, and I'm all here for it. So for the last however many years, I've just been really embracing all that, because there was a time when I got fired from WWE, I was real butthurt about it, and it was all politics. If you want to know the details, look it up. Shelly Martinez gets fired from WWE. You can find it out on the internet. I'm not going to get into it. So when I got fired, I was very resistant against that. So there was a time where when I would do signings as Ariel, I wouldn't really show up like an Ariel. Or sorry, I didn't even say what my name was. My wrestling name was Ariel when I was with WWE. And the reason for that name was, again, a SoCal girl growing up here in SoCal. So back then it was a more affordable to have a Disney annual pass. So I'd have annual passes the whole nine yards. And when WWE gave me a list of names to choose from for my character before I debuted on television, as soon as I saw Ariel, I was like, oh, the Little Mermaid. Yes, let's do that. And they went with it. So I'm so grateful that they did because to me, that's my little, like, yay, like, little Shelly just can't be happier about this right now. So it's a little tidbit for you guys if you're listening and you're wrestling fans out there. But anyways, so I've just been really rolling with the vampire thing, and I have some really cute t-shirts. That's the same logo that it says Vampire Radio, but it says Vampire Guy or Vampire Girl. And that's on my online store, which is goodvibrationsboutique.com if you want to check it out. I'm still working on it. I need to update it, and it's in the process of getting updated. It's a lot of work. I do everything myself, so bear with me for the non-updates on there, but working on it. But you could definitely order some stuff on there. So if you want one of those shirts, you should order on there. Or if you're in the wrestling scene or you're from that whole culture and you have a pro wrestling tees account, I'm also on there as well. So up to you. But anyways, the reason why it's vampire guy or girl is when I was in WWE, Rob Van Dam, who was super famous back with ECW and then continued that fame to WWF and now WWE. And there was a time where we were working with him. We had a group. It wasn't a whole all vampires. It was just kind of like the bad guys versus the originals. The new ECW people, coming uppers like myself and Kevin and the others. So Rob, that's when my friendship with him started. He would call me Vampire Girl. And then fast forward, when I moved back to California, there was a medical marijuana dispensary, and that's when you had to have the recommendations. You couldn't just like walk in. It wasn't recreational. They named a strain after me called a vampire girl. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I heard that, I believe, was it Ric Flair? Was it Ric Flair? Correct me if I'm wrong, in the chat room, had a cannabis named after him, and he was all excited. And I thought, bitch, please. That's so 2000. What is that? Seven? That's 2007. I had that done. Anyway, so that's why it's Vampire Radio. And again, going back to, I've been doing podcasts forever, and I thought, well, what can I keep it the vampire theme, but maybe share on here some of my old content, because a lot of you have never heard it. And I was, how can I just make it all one unit? I thought, you know what, dang it, just Vampire Radio. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to you? Well, it's summertime. It's hot. So we're going to take another break. I will be in the chat room hanging out with you guys. And we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about my love of radio and how everything just kind of made sense recently, and it really tripped me out. Here's Jimi Hendrix with A Long Hot Summer Night. Welcome back. You're listening to Vampire Radio here on AMP App. So, it's so crazy, you guys. I don't know if you've caught this. There was a documentary, I guess you would say documentary, docu-series, I don't know, because it was just one. I guess documentary. Was it Lifetime? I think it was, on Wendy Williams. And Wendy Williams is somebody that I always found super interesting because she did come from radio. And then, hello, she became Miss Wendy Williams, who took over the world for a while there and now seems to be allegedly down in the dumps. So I thought, dude, okay, let's go there, especially when it was showing. I didn't realize that it was going to be her in it. I thought it was going to be people that knew her or that worked with her, that sort of thing. And that's who was going to be interviewed. So when I saw that actually Wendy herself is telling the story, I was like, whoa, that's deep. That's deep. So when I was watching it, it just really filled in some blanks of why I was so drawn to Wendy Williams. Even during times when I did not like her, there was a time I despised her. And then there was a time I was very drawn to her and very into her, and I found a lot of healing in tuning into her content. Then I didn't care for her anymore. I've been rubbed wrong. So it filled in the blanks, especially with the timeline of when I liked her and then didn't like her. But something that she said hit such a chord for me. And she had said that you have to, what she learned in her life at a very young age is that she had to learn how to be her own best friend. And for me, again, my sister and I are 9 years apart. So there was 9 years of me being the only child. And during that time, I'm not going to go there and get all dark or whatever. Maybe that's for an upcoming episode. Who knows? We'll see. But there was a lot on my plate for being such a young gal. And I was going through a lot. There's a lot of trauma, a lot of having to grow up fast, that sort of thing. So I had to learn how to be my own best friend. I had to learn how to entertain myself. I had to learn how to figure things out. I had to learn how to just use my imagination. It was crazy. So fast forward to my adolescent years. Now my sister is a little older. She's able to hold a conversation. She becomes now my best friend, right? To this day, she is. She lives with me still and everything. Shout out to Danielle. So there's still that age gap. So there's still things that, especially for being so young at that time, I couldn't talk to her about that. Like, I couldn't talk to her about birth control or dudes, you know, or when I started having sex. I couldn't talk about that with this little girl. I'm so sure. So I still had to learn how to be my own best friend in a lot of regard. And when Wendy kind of elaborated more on it, she had mentioned that radio made her feel like she had friends. And so when I was adolescent years, my mom had me on lockdown. She was super, super strict. I hardly got to do anything, even normal things. I just go to the movies or whatever. I think that's why when I got in my 20s, especially when I got into wrestling, and then especially when I got into WWE, I kind of went a little crazy, kind of like college year-esque, because I finally broke free from living such a sheltered life with my mom. I moved out at 18. I had a super abusive mentally and physically boyfriend, but I thought, I don't care. It gets me out of here. I'll just get an apartment with him. And I got out of that house. You know, it was one of those things. And I finally felt freedom. And I didn't feel that true freedom until wrestling came into my life, because when it came into my life, I was finally able to escape. And I know it's like a gnarly word to use, but it's true. Like, that was like the worst boyfriend I've ever been with. And to this day, I am very effed up over it. I have PTSD over it. And I'm not the only one. He's not a good person. I'm still friends with his sister, because I was actually friends with her first. And she doesn't even talk to him. Like, he... I hope one day he figures it out and he gets himself some help, but whatever. And I finally, wrestling gave me that confidence to not only fight back when this jerk would be physically abusive to me, but it gave me this sense of independence, and I was finally able to break free. And I don't think people understand that's why wrestling, my relationship with it, is so to heart, because it's not just about when I did the training or when I finally made it, you know, on television and was doing the thing or back on the indies. It goes deep. It goes to wrestling, in my opinion, saved me from that abusive relationship, which he probably would have killed me, to be honest with you. So it saved me. And that's why I went a little crazy when, especially I was on television, because I was almost like being a teenager again, being able to do teenager things. But here I am in my 20s. I'm still young, don't get me wrong, but in my 20s, so a young adult. And the world was at my freaking, what is, the world was my oyster, because I was on television. Even though I wasn't this super famous girl, it did put me in situations or gave me opportunities that I wouldn't have had if I wasn't on television, you know? So it was deep. But going back to what Wendy was saying about radio, that's why. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's why it makes sense. I was always on lockdown my whole life. So when I was listening to these talk radio, like a psycho, recording myself and acting like I'm talking with them and corresponding with them, it was because I felt like I have friends. And I've been a creep about it. Let me tell you, you bet your boots that I have dated people that were on radio because I listened to them and developed a crush on them because I was listening to them like all, like every day. And then that's when it also made sense. It's like, I felt like they were my friend. And that's why, you know, it's like a psycho. Oh, da, da, da. And I was a model, all looking cute. I was great, man. But dude, they fell for it, and there I was dating these dudes, and I felt like I knew them because I was listening to them on their talk radio show every 5 days a week, and I felt like they were my friends. And so it made sense to me why I put them on these pedestals. And then when I dated them long enough, I realized, oh, you're not that great now, are you? You're good at radio, but you're not that great, are you? Shout out to all those numbnuts. Anyways, so it really opened my eyes to see that that's why also, if you follow me for a while, some people say I bitch, moan, and complain online, talking about how butt I hurt I get because people don't get back to me when I text them or when they're in town or they move to California. People tell me to let it go. It was a long time ago. This is why it's been very difficult for me to do that. I've been able to do it like in waves. Like sometimes I think I'm totally healed and I'm good, and then I get triggered and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I thought I was totally over this. How is this happening again? No, I thought I healed from this. And then that makes me in a whole other mind space that's negative because I'm mad that I thought I conquered that anxiety or that depression or that being hurt over something that somebody did or whatever. So it's just really triggering and it sucks. It sucks really bad, to say the least. So it's just like, now I get it. And when Wendy said that, I got it even more. I took those connections with people so to heart because I finally felt like not only, because it's not like I was not having friends at school, but the thing was, I could only hang out with them at school. I could never do anything outside of school or church growing up. So it was very rare that I got to. So that was my social time at school. And let's get real deep. I didn't even think about this till right this second here on Vampire Freaking Radio, episode 1. Thank you guys for joining me. So I was in a conversation not that long ago talking about how, like, dreams, when you dream about, have reoccurring dreams that you're back at school or you're back at a different job and you're like, I thought I already graduated or I thought I already worked here and I don't work here anymore. And we start talking about how really school prepares you for work. You got to be there at a certain time. You got to have skills for whatever you're doing. There's a social aspect to it. It teaches you just how to be in the world and how to prepare for work, in my opinion. So let's get deep here with the deep cuts. I finally felt, especially in my wrestling career, that I had friends, that I was able to do what I want because I had freedom and a little bit of money. But of course I took those friendships so to heart and thought they were so freaking deep and like BFF to the end, because in my head, the only social time I had growing up was at school because I couldn't hang out outside school. So here I was at work, which is like school. So no wonder why it triggered me and I didn't even realize it. And that is such a freaking trip. Woo! Doggy! I'm glad, though. I'm glad I could come to this realization because I've never looked at it in those terms. Because I relate my wrestling career a lot towards romantic relationships because it just is. And I'll get to that in a second, that breakdown. And high school and work environment. And so I never put the connection with work environment and high school together in the common denominator, because going back to wrestling, you're traveling all over the place. So when you go home, these people don't live near you typically. So you only see them at work. Just like growing up, I only saw my friends at school. Does that make sense? Let me know in the chat room if that makes sense. And speaking of the chat room, shout out to everyone in there. And speaking of me being a creep to radio DJs, let's kick it old school. When I was first starting out in wrestling, I started in the year 2000. You bet your boots, I was playing SoCal's own Social Distortion. So this right here goes out to all of those radio DJs that I creeped on, Social Distortion with the Creeps. Welcome back. You're listening to Vampire Radio here on Amp App. Whew, that one takes me way back. I love it. Back in the day, like I said, I was one of those gals that was obsessed with Social Distortion. I love Social D. There was a good amount of my adolescent I would say more so early 20s that I was really into the rockabilly scene. Oh, that was so much fun. That's when I really got into doing different modeling, but I was really focusing on pinup modeling. I didn't know that that was like a thing that you could just be a pinup model and make money at it. It was so cool. And what was really cool is in that era, I was running around with these girls who we all shot with the same photographer. So I would see their photos, or I would shoot, like see them at shoots or whatever. And they all went off to like do their own thing in their own right. One of them was Kat Von D, the tattoo artist. Holly Madison, who ended up being Hugh Hefner's like number one girlfriend and Girls Next Door star. And then Margit Marquardt, same thing, Hugh Hefner's girlfriend and a reality star. And they both have podcasts. Bridget's doing, always done like haunted stuff and things of that nature. So it's just so crazy because we, and then I went off and became this wrestler. So it's so crazy how it's all connected. And that was just back in the day, dude. It was a different time and era for being in the entertainment business. You know, what nowadays all you got to do is send an email to somebody with some photos that you took with your own phone and a link to YouTube or something like that with your body of work to show like you're real, or if you're a wrestler or whatever. Back then, it wasn't that way at all. It was very hard. And you couldn't even do it yourself. You had to hire people to put things together for you, your highlight reels and your photos and all that stuff. It was crazy. So I'm really grateful for that, though, because I feel that's why I've been able to stay afloat. So even though I haven't been actively in the wrestling scene for a long time, especially on television for a long time, you know, I did survive off of wrestling for many years after being off of television, but nothing beats that TV check, especially the WWE one. Let me tell you, I'll tell you what, but I've been able to stay afloat, I feel, because of the skills I learned surviving here in Hollywood, you know, back in the day when it was tough. And not only that, also surviving and making it happen with wrestling. Because back then too, you had to have a tape, so you had to like get footage from wherever you're wrestling, a VHS, and then you had to get all your VHSs together, and then you give them to somebody to edit together, and then you gotta make copies, and then you gotta send them out. It was old school, man, old school. But you gotta learn those tricks of the trade to survive in these days. And I see a lot of my peers from that era that did well then, doing really well now. If not being somebody like me, where I've been able to stay afloat, there's people that fall in that category, and there's people that went off to do really well, where like their main job is content creating and whatever they do, and they live a nice, comfortable life. And shout out to that, because I really feel, and it warms my heart when I see people thrive like that. From my era, when we used to all struggle together and we were all just trying, and we all had our different visions, different things we wanted to do or how we wanted to do it. So to see not only in myself that I was able to do that, it really warms my heart and motivates me and just makes me smile, dude, to see those people who I ate shit with back in the day, man. And they're just doing their thing their own way and doing a really good job, you know, and I think it's great. So I'm going to go back into the chat room. We're going to have one last song. So this one's called Some Kind of Love by the Velvet Underground. I'll meet you in the chat room. Why isn't it playing? Okie dokie, I saw what happened there. All right, well, it looks like we're going to go ahead and end the show here. Thank you guys for joining me live. And for those of you who listen to the replay, thank you so much for joining me. We'll see what happens. This was the test. I had fun. I hope you did too. I look forward to listening back to this, seeing how that audio sounds. Hopefully it came out all right. And if it didn't, I'll try to figure it out next time. If you want to check out my stuff, all you have to do is go to the link in my bio. It has all of my links there, nice and organized for you. So I don't have to give you a whole spiel right now. It has everything you need. Until next time, I am Shelly from Kelly, and I'll be smelling all of you guys later. Adios.